This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. It's the Wednesday, July 26th edition of the DJB Experience. Hi to our friends in the Omaha area. Charleston, South Carolina, checking in, as is Bakersfield, California. Akron, that's an interesting name for a city, isn't it? Hi, the Rubber City, Akron. How do you do? Folks around Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, listening. Jackson, Mississippi, going down to Jackson. A lot of people in Sarasota, Tampa area who are edumacated by listening to our conversations. Jennifer off again today. I think coming back from her experiences at the West, I didn't hear anything. Did anybody watch or feel or put together any information from her as to the experience? Did you see anything on her Twitter page? Did she post anything on Facebook?
I saw one picture of her waiting online to get into the White House tent area where they had everyone set up.
Front.
But after that, I didn't see much.
I saw a picture of her with Rick Perry, so I'm sure she was very happy about that because she seems to love him. But besides that, I didn't see whether she got to meet the president or not.
How was her hair?
Yeah.
I bet her hair was perfect.
Oh, right? It always is.
She looked great.
And her eyeshadow, very shiny, very shimmery. Perfect.
Speaking of eyeshadow and perfect hair, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard around the world in great radio stations, a lot of the same stations that carry this program, have shown the good sense to have Warren on over the years. He's brought to you by Hugs and Kisses, which is his own proprietary brand. He mixes these things himself. He's got a big pot on his stove at home. And he throws all the ingredients for Hugs and Kisses. There's a special Hugs and Kisses for dogs and for cats, all the vitamins, minerals you could possibly want. You can order them at hugsandkisses.com or find them through the pet show. But they really are. Every dog I know asks for them by name. You know that, right, Warren? Most of the dogs.
Yeah, and in every language, too.
Yes. All right, so let's talk about that for a minute and give people a clue as to what it is that dogs talk to us about, or what they think. The behavior of your dog is dependent, obviously, on you, like with humans or anything else. They're going to be as their environment is. So how do you advise people when you train people to work with their dogs, because that's what you do, train people to work with the dogs, how do you train the people to make sure they put their best foot forward with their pet?
Well, first of all, we got to get rid of the ego that says we're smarter than our dogs are. That's number one. Once you get rid of that ego, well, we're on the right track. So what I try to do is I try to explain to people that dogs really do understand what we're talking about. They understand our body language. If we could only take the time to understand them as much as they understand us, and it's so much easier because human beings like you and I, Doug, we have a facade. We can lie. Dogs don't lie. If they don't like you, they won't buy you a drink at the tavern first and call you a name when you leave. So the bottom line is that honesty factor. And I tell people that consistency and honesty. I'll give you an example. The biggest problem I run into is the typical American family where the husband tells the dog to do one thing, the wife tells the dog to do something else, the kids tell the dog to do something entirely different, and the dog calls me up and says, "Hey, Warren, you know, they're making me crazy here." So consistency is really, really critical. And also, not every dog is going to be Rin Tin Tin, just like not every child is going to get on the A-list in high school. So understand your limitations with your dog and focus on the positive things they can do. That's what I teach people, is focus on what your dog wants. If your dog doesn't want to catch a ball, teach him to do something else. Don't force him to do something he doesn't want to do. That's another big mistake. If you have a dog that doesn't like to do something, I mean something that he is kind of playful, teach him something that he enjoys. The dog's life is his life, not yours.
So the attention, the consistency of attention that you pay to your dog, same as I've been a believer of this for a long time, no matter whether it's people or dogs, whatever, my cows. The cows I have are wonderful because we pay attention to them. We treat them as our pets, our friends, so they're not afraid of anything. They're not afraid of people, certainly. And that's something that the environment that we grow up in or that we have for all of the people in our family, whether they're four-legged or two-legged, that's what's going to predicate what ends up being their personality traits, right?
You know, I talked about this on my show last week. What was the most important thing that you can do when a pet comes into your house? Is it training the dog right away? Is it training a cat? No, the most important thing you can do right away when you get a dog, especially an adopted dog, is socialize, and then socialize again. I actually had some people this week actually throw a party for a new dog they adopted, and I had them get together, sit on the floor, put down some bridge mix for themselves and some dog biscuits for the dog, and just let the dog be around people at their level to this was an abused dog, to assimilate the dog to the fact that all people aren't bad. And little by little, this dog will come around. So kind of reading the dog is important, or reading the cat's important, too, because they're both very, very bright animals. And sometimes just appreciating them for what they are and not trying to make them something we want is critical.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's some words to the wise. I understand you found a hotel where people, or is this a resort, people bring their dogs and they sit around the pool and have their drinks and watch the dog swim?
I'm going to read the release for you. Get the kids comfortable at the pool, then savor some adult beverages with your grown-up friends. Sounds like a typical Saturday, except in this case, the kids have four legs. Sacramento-based Animal Den Pet Resort, which offers services such as daycare, boarding. Now they have a weekend, they call it the Den Bar, where you can bring your dogs, watch them swim around and play with each other and have an adult beverage at the same time. That's my kind of Saturday.
Wow.
I think it's a great idea. Anytime you can socialize people and their pets together. Listen, I have met more people that have gotten married or engaged that have met at dog parks or veterinary hospitals
than anything else.
It is, because you know right off the bat that if he has a dog and he's at the vet or at the dog park, he cares about the animal or she cares about the animal. So right off the bat, that tells you something about them, and you have something in common to build on. So I think it's a great idea.
My friend just got engaged to a girl he met at a dog park, and their dogs were the ones who hooked up in the dog park first, and that's how they met.
But see, that's good. I get the reverse of that, though. I get people call me up and say, listen, we met at the dog park, and I love this girl I met, or I love this guy I met, but you know what? Our dogs just don't get along with each other, Warren. If they don't get along with each other, we can't get together. So that's something I deal with pretty consistently, is getting, especially nowadays, because sometimes older couples are getting married, and he has his dog, and she has her cat, or she has her dog, and getting them together, that socialization is really, really important. But it can be done. It always works out. It always works out.
All right. Finally, a study out today shows that your dog can hold a grudge against you or people who have wronged you. I find this fascinating. Dogs protecting us, understanding what you said before about them. There's no filter on your dog. They like who they like. They don't like who they don't like. And this research shows that dogs will remember anybody who's been mean to you. You're the dog's pal, friend, owner, whatever. And if a person is mean to you, the dog holds a grudge. I find that fascinating.
Well, they do. And, yeah, they don't hold a grudge against us. I don't believe they hold a grudge against the people.
No, but against the people who are bad to us.
Exactly. And I think what happens is because psychologically, dogs learn through the associative memory, they associate that person with something negative taking place, and therefore their reaction is going to be a negative reaction towards that person.
Yeah. Pretty fascinating stuff, isn't it? You think it's simple having a dog or a cat or a pet. No, but it's worth the effort. And I can tell you from my life, one of the best experiences I ever had in my life was Charlotte. And she was always there. Whenever I needed her, she knew that there was something needed, and she was right there.
Because she was part of you. Charlotte was part of you. Our dogs and our cats become part of us, and we're inseparable. And even when you lose one, when one crosses the rainbow bridge, the body crosses the rainbow bridge. But Charlotte is never out of your mind and never out of your body, I believe.
No, that's for sure. All right, Warren, you're a good man. I'm pleased to have you associated with the program. Make sure those of you who have pets don't miss out on the opportunity to make sure they live a long, happy, fruitful life. HugsandKisses.com for the vitamins and minerals they need. Warren Eckstein at 15 past the hour on the DJB Show.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Now, 18 past the hour, checking the television news. I don't have to. I can sit here for a couple of minutes and just listen to these two talk about the Bachelorette and what's going on with Rachel. It isn't that I want to. It's that I've been subjected to it already some today.
I'm so impressed that you even know her first name.
Well, because I was listening to you.
You'll get an extra 5 points if you know her last name. It's also a female first name.
Oh,
Rachel Kowtow.
That is... No.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Rachel
Lindsay. You were close.
Yeah, really. I wouldn't pay attention in 100 years to this, except I pay attention to what you say. You don't think I listen, but I do listen to your conversations as I'm perhaps doing other things during the break, like trying to keep the program afloat. You two are talking about The Bachelorette. So what's the big deal?
Well, we're getting down to the end. We're getting down to the very end now, so she's got three guys left, and in Monday night's episode, she brought all three home to meet her family. And the one guy who I think Kara and I agree, we think he's too smarmy, he's a little too good to be true, he's too charming, her family seemed to see right through him. And her sister gave him a lot of tough questions, the mother gave him
like
tough
what
questions.
What kind of questions? What do you know?
Like, how can you use the word love? You've only known her for 9 weeks. And he's like, I just love you guys, and the sister's like, well,
so
you just met us an hour ago.
Yeah, and basically, when they first show up to the house, everyone gets out of a limo, and they all have this little shtick that they do, and they say something funny to make her, you know, remember him. And he basically told the family that he considered her his girlfriend since, like, the very beginning, and she was like, she was your girlfriend since you first met her? So they were a little suspicious. I'm also suspicious.
Yeah. Huh. And then the one guy that we do like, Peter, he's our favorite, he's the one who's been genuine and said, you know, if he gets down on one knee to propose, he wants to do that one time in his life. He doesn't want to get divorced. His parents are still married after 40 years. So, you know, he's been showing, like, the normal reaction. And I don't know. We'll have to see if he leaves the show or not.
Wow. All right, what's on tonight?
Well, tonight there's a brand new Carpool Karaoke, which we haven't had one in a long time, it seems like. So Usher jumps in the car with James Corden tonight. Here's a little clip.
Corden is so great at this. You can hear him louder than Usher.
He's so into it. I love it.
Yeah, he is. And he knows the lyrics. He knows
the
song.
I was going to ask, has anyone watched the, you know, they have the new show on, is it on Apple?
Yes.
They have, like, the celebrities who are doing the interviewing. Did any of them sing along? Can they sing? Or
I think
they
all sing along. I do think they sing along.
Maybe not well. Maybe not as good as Jim Cole.
Maybe not.
21 after the hour, DJV show.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Not ever heard of a lady named Kelsey until my sister named her, one of her daughters, Kelsey. And now I hear it from time to time. It's becoming a more common name. Thus, the reference here to Kelsey Ballerini, who has announced a new album on Good Morning America. The title and release date of her, what they referred to as a sophomore album, which I would assume is their second album. Yes, can I do that?
Right. That is correct.
She's 23 years old. November 3rd, we'll see Unapologetically drop down and be available. Let's see what she says about it. Quote, I wrote over 200 songs for this album. Wow, how do you do that? The first album was an introduction. How do you write 200 songs? Seriously. At 23, what life experiences do you have that you're gonna write about?
I would say that probably either they're not fully complete, they're all about the same thing, or half of them are not very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that was probably the same.
There's a
thing.
Lot of first pancakes in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Can you imagine if you put out an entire album and just call it First Pancake, and it's like sort of undone songs that aren't that good?
Well, what did Taylor Swift do when she first got started? How did her first few albums go? She was about the same age she got started, right?
She was 15 or 14.
She was much younger.
Yeah, she was young. Yeah.
So what did she write about at 15? Or did she write the stuff?
The same stuff she's writing about now.
Boyfriends?
Heartbreak and boyfriends, really? And people not liking her and all of that. So I was going to say that her songwriting has probably gotten better, and it probably has, but it's kind of about the same thing still.
Yeah. So Kelsey's only been around a couple of years, and she says she's happy to have gotten to know Taylor Swift, Lady Andy Mellum's Hillary Scott, and Shania Twain, with whom she shared the stage at Stagecoach. She's on the road this year with Lady Andy Mellum and Hillary Scott, so... I mean, she's got some chops, as it were, yeah?
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think the Country Music Awards, it's not another award show. They're having some live performance thing with a bunch of different country music artists and collaborations and stuff. She's hosting that, I think, with Thomas Rhett this year. That's in a couple
23?
Weeks.
23? How do you do that? With, yeah, what world?
I don't know, but I didn't realize she was so young. which is weird for me to say, obviously, yes, because I'm pretty young. But
same age.
God, yeah, all the pop stars are younger than me now.
All right, well, here's one that's not. Alice Cooper has found an Andy Warhol masterpiece that could be worth a lot of money. It was rolled up in a tube in a storage locker where it's been just kind of there for 40 years. So now the question is, how did he find it, Victoria? The work in question is a little electric chair silkscreen from his Death and Disaster series.
Yeah. He apparently was having lunch with an art collector recently, and who said something about the art collector couldn't believe that an Andy Warhol print had just sold for $11.6 million. Alice Cooper then remembered, oh, wait a minute, I have one of those from way back in the day that he bought from Andy Warhol for $2,500. He asked his mother where it was. She remembered it was in the attic. And so here's Alice Cooper climbing the attic stairs, and he finds this tube with a rolled up Andy Warhol original.
Could be worth $11 or $12 million.
Absolutely.
Not that he needs the money.
No, he doesn't, but I think now, after getting it appraised and having it confirmed that it is a Warhol original, I think he's going to hang it out up in his home. I think he's going
to
keep it.
So then he invites somebody to come in and steal it and sell it.
Well,
let's say, you know, you all this publicity, and I'm going to hang it in my house. Somebody finds out where he lives.
Yeah.
They break in, take the painting, and bingo.
I think that was the original reason he didn't hang it, was because it was so valuable.
Yeah. Well, see what he does with it. Alice Cooper here in our musical sights. DJV Experience at 28 minutes past the hour.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. The car has the world's first wellness driving system. It combines systems to promote wellness, including the car scent, heated, cooled, and massaging seats, cabin temperature, ambient lighting, and music. Mercedes promises it can be as good as a double espresso. We put it in invigorate mode, a quick-moving massage, fresh scent, lively music, bright lights, and cooled seats woke me right up. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Howdy-doody. It's howdy-doody time. No, it's howdy-duggy time. Howdy Vicky time. She doesn't like that.
Oh.
Honey Cara time. Oh, that's like scratching on the blackboard. Ooh. How about Victrola? How do I just thought about that? 34 after the DJV experience. So there's a lot of huffing and puffing going on in the world of conversation radio. I'll never forget when my daughter was in college. Kids talk about what their parents do for a living, and she told her friends that I was a radio host and did a talk radio program, and they almost universally and in unison said, oh, you mean he's like Rush Limbaugh? And my daughter recoiled at that because I am not now, nor was I ever. And by the way, nobody who's any good is like Rush Limbaugh. Because Rush Limbaugh is Rush Limbaugh. He's unique. That's what makes him good on the radio. And you can say the same about other people who are successful, if you try to copy what somebody else does, it doesn't work. It just stands to reason. When you see it in the marketplace, knockoffs of cars or anything, any knockoffs of luggage, people trying to knock off Amazon, whatever the company, whatever the image, you don't knock them off because there's only one unique individual. And say what you will about Limbaugh or some of the other talkers, they have an audience. It's a lively, active audience. I thought it was very interesting. Senator McCain, who's been much in the focus the last week or so because he was diagnosed with brain cancer, and he's now come back to Washington to work on the vote on the health care project. And yesterday afternoon he was interviewed as he came back to Washington. And he started the response to the question from this interviewer who was asking Senator McCain, who's influencing, why is this health care thing such a mess? Why can't it get straightened out? And he ripped into, I mean ripped into talk radio, right of center talk radio, those who work in that business. He took shots at the aforementioned Limbaugh and some of the others by saying, quote, stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and on television and on the internet. To hell with them. They don't want anything done for the public good. Our incapacity is their livelihood. Let's trust each other. Let's return to regular order. Speaking to other members of the Senate. So I thought that was interesting, and it will be very interesting, I'm sure, to hear what those two or any of those people have to say about being called out, because they both had McCain on their I don't know whether Limbaugh has. He doesn't have ghosts. There's a Freudian slip.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't have guests on his program much, but Sean does. So anyway, and I think Sean and McCain have gotten along. I used to, when I did a lot of politics on the previous incarnation of this program, the Good Day Show, back 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I did a lot of politics. McCain was on all the time. As a matter of fact, there's a quote in there from McCain. I bet you can't find it, Kara, or maybe you can. It was me having a conversation with Ellen Ratner, who was on the program at the time, and McCain was part of it. And after I said something to correct Ellen, McCain said, Doug, you are always right. And I don't know if we have a lot of the audio. I mean, there's so many clips. We found a box full. Bob, my pal and general manager, found a box full. And I found a box full of old tapes that he is now digitalizing. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm. He's digitizing.
Digitizing them so that we can, I don't know what we do with them. I said send some to Kara and we can have some fun
right.
Someday.
Right, right.
That was
right.
The remix of it.
Of what?
That was a remix. You are always right.
Yeah, that was it. You found it. Good for you. That's God knows.
But I only played the end. Right, right, right.
Right.
That's the remix.
Uh-huh. You are always right. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out today. It doesn't make much difference one way or another because there's a lot of gas. But it is interesting to see how the debate is changing and becoming a little more raucous. And I think the more noise you make, the less people listen. That's the way I look at it anyway. And that's why I didn't stay in that row. Especially the time of day. Most of my radio career I've spent on in mornings. And people don't want to be yelled and screamed at. They don't want to hear people fussing and fighting in the morning. They don't. They just want to know what's going on. What's interesting. How do we get ourselves ahead. So with that in mind, the ladies have been having big discussions. This is my new claim to fame, is that I'm actually listening to what Kara and Victoria and Jennifer talk about when we're not on the air. And so one of the big things today is what you can put into your makeup bag. The discussion of what it is that these two ladies put in their makeup. I had no idea. I mean, I've seen Meredith has a little bag that she puts in the bag, and there's a little. So what? How is it? You were talking about these things like they were big pouches or something. What's in these makeup bags?
Well, I just ordered a new makeup bag that is, we were, Karen and I were measuring off the, well, I was measuring and telling her how the size of the makeup bag, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to fit everything.
In other words.
Size matters.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So what did you conclude in terms of buying a bag?
I concluded that I think that the size I ordered will be okay. So it's just it's like a game of Tetris. You know, every time I pack to go away for the weekend, it's a strategic game of Tetris in the suitcase with the makeup stuff and the products and all that.
You leave stuff with your mother and not have to bring things back.
I try to, but then if I duplicated everything that I bring with me, it gets very expensive, which women can relate to.
Especially if you duplicate that makeup bag you just bought.
Yeah. All right, Karen's giving me a hard time about how to spend.
That's good. Good. Keep it up, Karen. That's fine. Speaking of makeup, there's a company called Justice Stores. I've never heard of them. Are they in the South?
Is it in the South? I think it's all over the country, but it's like Limited, too. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, Limited I've heard of, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, the Limited is an adult store, and then Limited 2 is a store that I kind of shopped at in elementary and middle school. It's like hip clothes for little kids, kind of. And then Justice is the teeny bopper preteen store. Yeah. So it's like a little bit older than that.
So they pulled makeup that has been marketed to their clients, the youngsters. Claims are it contains dangerous chemicals. So what kind of chemicals are used? What kind of powders? I thought that now most of these makeup companies were using natural ingredients. Apparently that's not the case, Victoria. I mean, look at these things. And I would wonder, looking at this, whether the stuff is used in makeup for adults, too.
Oh, this is one of the things that women, I don't think, even realize. There is no federal regulation on women's makeup at all in the United States. There's nothing. They can make suggestions, but no company has to follow. There are no guidelines. There's nothing. And the amount of chemicals and horrible cancer-causing toxins that are in makeup products, it's honestly, to me, I say that's the right time to use the word despicable, because it is. Yeah. And, you know, I know we all talk about we want fewer regulations on things. This is an area where we need a lot more regulation.
Why do you suppose they've gotten away with it for so long? Why has the FDA stayed away from this, do you suppose?
I blame everything on lobbyists. So yeah, someone is lobbying, to pay a lot of money to the government to overlook these things.
If you look around, there are a lot of issues surfacing with cosmetics in the last couple of years, as Victoria says. The recent report suggested there was 63% increase in cosmetic recalls in the last year or so.
Formaldehyde, I mean, all the things, horrible, horrible things.
So look at the ingredients on this stuff the way you look at ingredients when you buy food.
Here's the thing. There are no ingredients listed.
They don't have
to post it. There's no label. Nope.
Ah.
Yeah, what you essentially have to do before you go is there are certain makeup brands and products that you know they're animal cruelty-free, and they specifically, because most companies, if you're not using parabens and you're not putting other things in it, they're going to advertise that. So if there's a specific company that you like, you have to do your research before you go and buy it, essentially. Really? You can't just go in the store and look around and say, well, this looks nice, let me buy this. Or you have to look it up while you're doing it.
All right, let's carry the fashion discussion one step higher. There are people who are speculating this week about Amazon's next step. They bought, as we all know, the Whole Foods company. They have been buying companies that they feel are sizable and they can use to further their goals of rapid and wide distribution of all kinds of products. As you go buy stuff on Amazon, you can see almost everything. You can buy a car on Amazon. And to that end, the company is looking at selling car parts online. You can buy a car, but you haven't been able to buy vehicle parts online. And now it looks like they're setting their sights on auto services like AutoZone and O'Reilly and all the ones that you hear, NAPA, all popularly advertised. And down the road, you could be buying, like you can buy on eBay now. I go on eBay when I have to. I don't like eBay. I usually try to find stuff on Craigslist. But if I need parts for some of my old tractors, you can go find stuff there. Amazon wants to get into that business. So they have new deals, apparently, with parts vendors, and they're going to expand that business to the point where they will really become a challenge. And I wonder how they do this. I thought, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, the car dealership thing was an exclusive. You had to buy a car through a dealer. That's the arrangement. With all the car manufacturers, you got to go to a dealer no matter what. So how do they get around that? You don't have to go to the dealer to buy parts to support the car, but I want to know how they get around it to sell. Maybe it's used car. I don't know, because I wouldn't buy a car that way. I don't buy a car unless I see the damn.
It's,
Why would you buy a car if you didn't see it?
That's weird to me, too. I don't know.
Yeah. No, not.
I want to drive it and sit in it and and have a sense of the dimensions and the size. Yeah, there's. I don't know. That's very odd to me.
But it really does show you what they're trying to do. They want to get into the service business, like Sears and Kmart and some of these other stores are. You go to the Goodyear store, the Firestone store, those places. They want to be able to replace broken windshields. They think there's money in that. Anything there's money in, they want to get into. And this is. I wonder how Alexa's gonna play into this. Alexa, go fix my car. What do you think is going to happen?
Sending a mechanic.
Yeah, under that circumstance.
Yeah.
All right, 46 past the hour. Sports news up next here.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. It's always a now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-ins as cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
All right, so we've the aforementioned Michael Phelps swimming with the shark thing. The Facebook Live Q&A has brought him back into the, if you'll pardon the pun, the surface. What did he say?
That's funny. He said on a Facebook Live Q&A that he was asked, of course, about the shark race, and he said, everybody wants to pick on something or say something or complain about something. So, look, I had fun racing a shark and seeing those animals up close and personal. If somebody actually wants to get in the water and race side by side with a great white, go ahead. You're not going to get the shark to swim in a straight line. And, yeah, that would be interesting to see anyway. We'll leave it at that.
The people at PETA have been taking shots at him because this is a... something supposedly they think is hard on sharks. Come on.
That's just them glomming on to Shark Week. That had nothing to do. He was in a cage observing the animals, and that was it. I mean, it's nothing.
So NBC has signed Dale Earnhardt Jr., the NASCAR driver, ahead of Fox. Fox was trying it, so this must have been fun for him. I wonder what it did to jack up his asking price, because both of them do a lot of NASCAR stuff.
Right.
And they both wanted him. And so, who knows? He had 26 Cup victories. I'd forgotten that.
Yep.
Retired a couple of months ago. And that's what usually these guys that do that sort of thing do. They go to TV.
Yeah. And he's got a great personality. I don't follow NASCAR, but I've seen him on other crossover type shows, like Andy Cohen's show at night. He's got a lot of personality. He's a lot of fun. I think he's going to do great. And apparently he has a production company that is going to be doing other things with NBC, so they sweetened the deal to let him do other things.
Yeah, yeah. That's that stuff. The same principle as having Ryan Seacrest go to ABC to do the morning show. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Karate Kid 2. That's the theme. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. I always love you inveigling with some music and a little clip from the movie, a thought into our mind. So what thought are we carrying away from the connection to Karate Kid 2?
I'm doing a film festival at the Pocono Cinema here in East Strasbourg, where I live, and heavily associated with this theater. Tell me what you think about this. Five big genre films all in 1 week. We're going to show Tim Burton's Batman from 89, Karate Kid, 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, 84, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory from 71, Gene Wilder, and Jurassic Park from 93, all in 1 week. And we're going to the local YMCA and the churches and inviting all underprivileged children for free to watch all the movies for the
I love that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
What do you think? Let me ask you a question. What do you think it cost from a studio fees to show these five movies in for all in 1 week? Take a guess.
I don't know, $500?
$1,800.
$1,800.
Yeah, they're about between $300 and $450 a piece to run for a week. It's a set fee the studios charge for their older classic libraries.
So how do you get? You have to send them a check, and they send you the CD, or what? How do you transact that?
It's called a high def. It's called the DCP download. They send, and you program it into a 2K high definition projector, which is standard now throughout all cinema. But I went out and raised all the money myself. And I went through local businesses.
Good.
I'm like a local politician here in the Poconos.
I know, I'm sure.
Actually, you know what my nickname is?
I know what my nickname for you is, but what's everybody else calling you?
Bruce Wayne.
Really? Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. I think it fits, too. Chuck Curry, our movie man, continues with more movie news in a moment here.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
All right, so Chugger. Movie news. What do we have? You've been gone for a couple of days. Let's get caught up.
What do you think of this one? Anne Hathaway is in early talks to star in Sony Pictures' big screen version of Barbie. Now, this movie will be heavily promoted not only by the studio but Mattel.
Uh-huh.
I guess they're gonna try to turn it into a franchise. But the question is, why would an Oscar-winning actress want to play Barbie? I know it's a big paycheck, but. Would you go to the theater to see that one?
I thought you were going to ask me, would I play Barbie for a big paycheck?
Oh, no.
I probably would, actually. Yeah.
Well, she hasn't done anything since when?
She did this art house movie. It's called Colossal. And it was barely released.
Colossal waste of time because she's
in it? It was barely released in theaters and made no money. It's currently on demand. So if you're in Hathaway fan,
the intern, the thing she did with De Niro.
I like that too a lot.
That was a good movie. Both of them were really
good. Listen to this story. It was reported by, I believe, the Hollywood Reporter the other day that Warner Brothers and DC have done extensive reshoots on their Justice League movie. That's the big superhero movie with Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman, and Superman. And listen to this. Henry Cavill is currently filming Mission Impossible 6. Where his character is required to have a mustache, so they're digitally removing all his scenes of Superman being shot that he's filming with a mustache because Superman doesn't have a mustache, which I find.
So he's doing two movies at the same time? Is that it?
What's that?
He's doing two movies at the same time?
Yeah, two movies at the same time. Reshoots of Justice League and Mission Impossible 6 with Tom Cruise.
God, I love him. All right, nice work if you can get it. Chuck Curry is here. Follow him at Poseidon72.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.